Shabbat Shalom. I recently was able to go to the movies. I saw The Hobbit. As a big fan of the first Lord of the Rings movies, I was very excited. But there's one piece of dialogue, and I will explain as little about Middle Earth as I possibly can manage to all of you. But there is one piece of dialogue that really struck me as relevant to this week's Parsha. One of the main plot lines is that there are these 13 dwarves trying to reclaim their homeland. There's a prince and 12 others. And the prince Thorin is talking to his second-in-command Balin about this decision to fight for their homeland. And the second-in-command says to the prince, you know, you've done right by us. You're our leader. You've built us a new life. We live elsewhere. We have good. We have plenty. We're fine. We don't need to risk our lives to go fight for our homeland. And Prince Thorin looks at his second-in-command and says, but I have to. What's ours is ours. It was taken from us. And we have to fight for it back. Israel, Jacob, says almost the same thing to Joseph. Please make sure that our people come back to Israel, to the land of Israel. Please remember that this is who we are, that this is a sojourn, not a temporary trip. In fact, that is not a permanent trip. In fact, that move down to Egypt becomes the first of three major exiles. We leave the land of Egypt as a clan of leave the land of Israel as a clan of 70, move to Egypt. And we're exiled from the land of Israel for 400 years until we return led by a pillar of cloud, led by God. 586 BCE, the temple is destroyed, and we leave the land of Israel again. 70 years later, we return, we build the second temple. And it lasts till 70 CE, when that temple again is destroyed, and we're still living in that third exile. And it's when I began to contemplate that, when I realized why I love these kinds of giant epic movies, and why they're movies and not reality. I love them because it's good versus evil. The dwarves in the movie are literally fighting a giant evil dragon. I don't know about you, but I rarely fight giant evil dragons in my life. The world is much more complicated. We have a state of Israel, and fighting for her often doesn't look like actual fighting. Too often it does look like fighting, but sometimes it means lobbying for the American-Israel relationship. Sometimes it means donations. Sometimes it means just being informed. But what's more, each of us in this room today could get on a plane tomorrow and Israel would welcome us with open arms to join, to become, make Aliyah, to become Israelis. And in all likelihood, most of us will not. And this is the biggest way in which our lives are not a movie. In the movie, there's black and white. I suppose there's color since like the 30s, but you know what I mean. Thank you. Checks in the mail. There's the right answer and there's the wrong answer. In real life, we have to balance an unending list of right answers. In real life, we're going to come to shul every week and pray that we return to Jerusalem. We're going to end our seders, b'shana haba, be Yerushalayim, next year in Jerusalem. And know full well that next year we're going to be right here in Los Angeles. By the way, I host a lovely Atid Seder right here. Because in the real world, we understand that we are going to balance our love for the United States of America. We're going to balance our love for the state of Israel. We're going to balance our commitment to the Jewish people, to the American people. And we're going to hold on to it all. And we're never going to know for sure if we're right. But we living here in America are going to support those that want to move to Israel. We're going to find ways to support our homeland, the state of Israel, and every day we're going to make the decision to hold on to it all. And so I listen to the message of Israel, of Jacob, of our forefather, who says, never forget. And I say, yes, I won't. But never forget also that it's that sojourn in Egypt that saves the lives of the Jewish people. It's that sojourn in Egypt and what we learn from their culture that allows us to become the nation and the people that we are. So I hope that we will never forget. Never forget Israel. Never forget America. Never forget that every day we have to try and make that right choice. Shabbat Shalom.